So, Jen, the holiday season is coming up, and many cultures give gifts around the New Year's for different holidays. First of all, do you like to give people gifts?
What kind of a person would I be if I said no, I don't like people giving people gifts, but yeah, I'm not really good at choosing gifts for people though.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because every time I go and buy something for someone, I want to buy something that I like and I would think that it would look good on them or something. But then my friends end up being like, they don't really like the gift so much because they're not, it doesn't suit them or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
For example, I bought this pair of earrings for this friend, and then I realized that she doesn't really like, jewelries and stuff, so she never wore it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hard to know what they want. Actually, for that reason, I don't like giving gifts at all. I think it's because of my background, like studying economics. It's just, to me, it's inefficient. You're buying something, you don't know if they really want it, and they say, oh, it's the thought that counts, but the time that you waste finding the gift, and then you give them the gift, and maybe they don't use it. So I'm not a big fan of gift giving, even for birthdays.
I actually agree with you. And for me, like, if it was my birthday, I would rather have someone make a card for me. It would have more value than someone buying gifts for me, anyways,
Yeah. And I think, like in Asia, it's more common, which I like, and that's kind of the gift you give to somebody when you travel. So if I travel somewhere, I'll pick something up for my mom, from a country I went to. Or if somebody, let's say they went to Korea or China during the break, they might bring back some special food to the office and everybody can have a cracker or a cookie or something like that. And I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I am from Nepal, and here too, like in my country too, they would rather give us like fruits and like different kind of other sweets and stuff rather than clothes and jewelries,
Yeah, so true. Yeah, and actually, another thing I like to do is sometimes buy a really nice gift, and then for 1 year, and then maybe for the next year or two, don't buy the person a gift. For example, like maybe 1 year I bought my landlady, who I'm very close to, I bought her an iPad. I'm like, oh, she's kind of older, and she never had an iPad, so I bought her an iPad. But then the next year, I didn't buy her something really expensive. I bought her like a box of chocolates or something, you know?
In that case, like I think it would create a problem because once you give someone really special thing, then the next year they will expect something more,
Yeah.
So like it'll be really disappointing if they get something that's not very valuable than it was the year before.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to climb back from that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After an iPad, it would be bad.
Yeah, though she's a really nice woman, and she definitely, I don't think she thinks that way at all. So she's actually better at giving me gifts. She's always giving me gifts. So, have you gotten any gifts recently for anybody? Are you already planning to get your gifts for the end of the year?
I actually just presented a pair of shoes for my friend because it was her birthday. But then the thing is, we don't really celebrate New Year at this time of year. It's kind of different for us because we celebrate the lunar
Right, which is in
year.
April, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I've not really thought about like Christmas gifts or anything.
So in your country, in Nepal, like when do people give gifts? On what occasions?
Yeah, during our New Year and during like we have a lot of festivals. So more than like gifts, we just invite people in and we like, gather around and eat good food. That's it.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, I believe so too.